AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Short our happy days appear, how long the sorrowful. Gong it out, Vic.
Gong it out, Vic.
It's a Frogman Friday on PMS, Woo! And we are pushing Woo! Forward.
Woo!
World of great sports talk on
M570. Re-camera shoot.
We got two.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a light effects. There's going to be six cameras. There's going to be a control set up in the other
switcher.
Room.
We had a switcher.
We're going to get it going.
It doesn't. What do you mean it doesn't compatible with our board? We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. No sports, but we're here for you. Dan Patrick starts at 6. We start at 7. We start at 3. We go to 7. David Vassay with Dodger Talk at 7 o'clock. And make sure you listen to Rogan and Rodney, along with Matt and I, for a chance to win a Ralph's gift card. Are we giving away a Ralph's card today?
Yeah, Case, do we have that today or no? What do we got?
Have what?
Do we have a Ralph's gift card today or no?
We got two $50 gift cards. One this hour, one next hour.
We'll give it away at 866-987-2570.
Right,
caller number 5. Ralph's reminds you that you can download the Ralph's app just like Matt did.
Just did it.
And order your groceries online and have them delivered or picked up at select stores, especially if you're somebody who's scared or at risk. We hope you're doing okay. We had Don McLean in the last hour. We're going to have Eric Dickerson on in the very next segment to talk about what happened to Todd Gurley. Oh, Bruce Gretkowski is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Apparently, he is a big FNA podcast and Jonas Knox guest.
Is that right?
Gretkowski.
Kate stole him?
Well?
Kate, is that where you heard Bruce Gretkowski and got your...
Hey, Kate, where did you hear...
Got all warm in your midsection for Gretkowski?
Where did you get your idea to put Gretkowski on, Tim? Where did you get your idea to put him on?
I heard him on the Herb like a month ago.
You stole him from Colin?
I didn't steal anybody from Colin.
All right. No, that's fine.
By the way, we got Daniel from Lakewood, who is our winner on line 5. He's very happy. He's
won
the gift card.
Here we go, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, $50. What's going on, man? How are you?
Nothing much, Petro. Good. Money, how are you?
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
Not much.
What do you need from the grocery store, Daniel? What's the number one item you need desperately?
Meat.
Oh, yeah? You heard Don McLean say it? We all need meat.
Gotta get meat?
Yeah.
I just did it on the Ralph's app. I just ordered a bunch of chicken breast.
Ralph's got plenty of meat for you, though, so you enjoy that meat, will you, Daniel?
My wife set me out with chicken last night. But
and? And how much chicken did they have out there, Daniel?
Oh, I got to Smart and Final, and they were closed. They closed at 8. I got there a little late.
So,
hey, Money.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that works at SpaceX that... Been giving you the shirt.
Oh, yeah. You gave us the t-shirts and the sweatshirt.
SpaceX guy.
SpaceX forever.
SpaceX guy.
Wonderful. SpaceX. Are you still working? Can you go in?
You guys still shooting stuff into space? There's no coronavirus in space.
We're essential.
You're essential. Oh, you are. You're essential. You're essential personnel.
Yeah, we're NASA. Yeah, NASA deemed us.
Hey, Daniel.
Essential.
Hey, Daniel. We're essential, too. How's it feel?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It feels pretty freaking good, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's pretty good.
There
pretty
we go.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Enjoy your $50. $50. Matt, it's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Cut down the nets. That is the word of the day.
Cut down the nets.
And I'm not talking about like acting like you're watching a tournament game for the first time from 1985 and tweeting about it like J.A. Adonde and being super annoying. Because it is annoying. Guys, it's annoying. Get through it how you can, but did you see what Ewing did 30 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They are searching for content.
They're not cutting down the net. They are cutting down the nets, recorded-wise. They are not cutting down the nets in 2020. No conference tournaments, really. There was a few, but most of them all got canceled. And obviously, the NCAA tournament has been canceled, tragically. But they are cutting down nets, Matt, and this may or may not directly affect you. The coronavirus pandemic is giving new meaning to cutting down the nets in March. The beaches across LA County are taking down the volleyball nets. Pete Carroll, Luke Walton, Geeter McGee, anybody who loves beach volleyball, new Padawan learner, Matt Money Smith in the world of beach volleyball.
Worst participant in the Seal Beach old man's game, but still goes out, ardently competes.
This story on TMZ posted at 3:08 p.m. LA County workers busy cutting down volleyball nets across the Santa Monica Bay Friday.
Yeah.
Down Redondo Beach. Now, you're in Orange County.
I am, but I would assume they're coming down because people have been congregating. I saw people out there yesterday playing beach volleyball.
I did. I saw that. I saw some beach volleyball in the photographs.
I saw it.
Despite the safer-at-home order for California residents, you can still go out and walk and get exercise, but the second you grab a ball, the second you try to be Randy Stoklos out there, they're going to come down on you so hard. Don't you dare try to Karch Kariot. Don't you dare Stoklos. Now, if there's a homeless guy blowing it out on the volleyball course, that's fine. There is no regulations on the homeless. They can go wherever they want. But you, Dahlhauser, you, Stoklos, you, Karch Karai,
Blanton,
you, Red Sand guy, you, guy from 30-something that died, also Inside Out. You.
Not Tommy.
Tommy.
Not Tommy.
See Thomas Howell.
Not Tommy.
You, Courtney Thorne-Smith. Any of you beach volleyball types. Geeter, you better stay off the beach. You understand me? Now, if it's like Fletch and the homeless guys want to go out there and do meth, they can. But if you go out there and you try to do the Brazilian jump serve, you're going straight to jail. Before your feet hit the ground, paddy wagon, bitch. Don't you dare try to volleyball it up.
I can see why. Packed out there. Everybody off. Got that net staring you in the face like, yeah, maybe we can get some twos going. You know, maybe I can make a few phone calls, get some threes.
Now, what if you're driving down one of the beach boulevards, Matt, and you look over and you see a 3-on-3 homeless guy game with a fake ball and no net, and they're just out there not being regulated? How'd like you feel about that?
They're hitting their dirty sock.
How would you feel about that?
That was a fake net.
When did the homeless become EPO all of a sudden, essential personnel only?
Well, they have nowhere to go.
Right.
So you can't shelter in place if you have no shelter.
I mean, we got ID cards.
They're going to run amok.
What do they got?
Well, that's kind of the weird thing. I mean, I don't know if you'd call it irony or just the incongruity of the situation. It's like I've literally seen people pulled over today and showing their papers, you know, like you're on the blimp in Indiana Jones. But the homeless guy can just walk and blow it out.
Wherever. Middle of the freeway.
Especially right now.
Right there on the 5 next to his drum kit. Yeah,
the middle lane's for blowing it out. You guys can go on the right and left. So it is a very strange time.
I will let you know on Monday. And how was your weekend? Whether or not the nets came down.
In Orange County.
As I told you on How Was Your Weekend Monday, I skipped the old man game on Sunday morning.
We all have to sacrifice.
I was like, you know what? Coronavirus, man. I'm out. I don't know where those guys were on Saturday night.
Well, and you know what? Dudes. It's just a bad example to others.
Exactly.
That's really what it is.
Exactly what you missed, though, was all those guys high-fiving each other, even during this time. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, Smith ain't here. High-five, everybody.
Now, that is always...
No question about it.
That happened to me when I was in high school.
My F-list celebrity, I believe, grants me admission to the old man game, but they are miserable. At least the team that I have to participate on is miserable.
You guys got Smith? Great. Have fun.
Great.
That is the one thing I really...
say your name on Monday, but you tell me if it's worth it.
In my life, it really shocked me, the amount of congratulatory just machinations that go on in a volleyball game. I remember going to see our quarterback's girlfriend was on the volleyball team. And he was like, you know, come watch. And I was like, chicks play, all right. You know, and I was like, they're so happy. Even when they don't get the point, you know, they're still so encouraging.
A lot of slapping of hands. Yeah.
And then I went and saw a USC volleyball game.
It's a game of failure.
Yeah, when I was playing at SC, we went to go see the girls, and it was like, and I knew for a fact they all hated each other because I knew them all. I mean, I knew how much they deeply despised each other. But still, the slapping of the hands after every point. Somebody gets the ball spiked off their face by some horse from Stanford.
All good, all right, brother.
I was like, wow. Right. But yeah, Matt, they cut down the nets in L.A. at least. I don't know what's going on down in the O.C., but the hobos are good. So if you're a hobo, you're in great shape as far as just moving around.
Sure. Playing fake, I guess, fake volleyball too.
Here it comes.
How do you want to pass the time? I don't know. Play some fake volleyball? Virtual volleyball?
Yeah, hey, that's a double tap. How do you know it's a fake ball?
Did you do word or number?
Word.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is one, and one is Australian news.
Yeah!
G'day, mate. It's Pip, and this is Petros and Money's Australian news.
Don't want to be the show that, look, we do our Wednesday night film play.
Nets are up in Hermosa.
Are they? Just want to get some threes. Quick game of threes. Yes, everybody, and by look, we're on lockdown. All of California's on lockdown. We're all looking for new programming.
Not if you're not a EPO.
To consume, and if perhaps this weekend you're still looking for programming to consume, I think it was Andrew Hawkins, the longtime wide receiver for the Bengals, I thought had a very funny tweet. He said, when does Netflix 2 come out? Because I'm done with Netflix 1. Certainly you have probably consumed a lot of programming. If you miss the sports and you like the sports programming, Amazon does a hell of a job. Their All or Nothing series from a couple years ago about the All Blacks is one of the great sports documentaries I have ever watched.
Do they do the F1 one you like too?
The F1 I already watched, all 10 episodes, just finished.
So
the
those
last
are all
last
Amazon?
Night. That's Netflix. Netflix is F1. This is an Amazon. It is called The Test, and our friend Derek from Rolling Hills Country Club shared this one with me. He and I were talking about the F1. He enjoyed that, and he said, check this out once you finish that. And I watched the first episode last night, and it is freaking fantastic.
What is it?
So the Australian cricket team was embroiled in controversy for freaking Gaylord parrying the old bowler and rubbing a little sandpaper on the cricket ball, which makes it do crazy ass when they were playing England. And it was like a huge freaking deal. Like, you broke the gentleman's code.
Ooh.
How dare you, Australia? The coach had to resign. Guys are freaking crying like children, bawling their eyes out on national TV after it was exposed. Here's a one-minute trailer on the Amazon Prime series, The Test, a new era for Australia's team.
Some tests last 5 days. Theirs lasted 2 years. Reputation broken. Character questioned. All eyes were on them, waiting for them to slip.
That is pressure.
When the weight of the nation meets the eyes of the world, you either toughen up or tough it out.
Hartley, watch. Oh, and he's done it.
And build a team out of you blokes.
Dwayne is getting piled on the Aussies now.
This is Australia.
With unprecedented access. Join the Australian cricket team as they face the test.
This is a complete Cinderella story. And you get all the great Australian accents through the whole thing. Makes it even better. So if you're looking for something to test a new era for Australia's team, it just posted, I think, like 5 days ago on Amazon Prime.
Oh, here's a text. OJ cut down the necks.
What you did to me is worse than OJ.
Oh, here's a good one. PMS has quickly become my love-making background noise of choice. How about an extended Lance Romance segment called Lance No Pants? Hey, man, you pump that wife of yours or husband or
pump
whatever.
It, pump it.
Just go, dude. Just pump the pain away.
Get after it. And if you have children, get it over with quick. Just knock it out quick.
Or.
Because them kids are screaming.
Close the door.
Lock the door.
Lock it.
Yeah, lock the door.
You don't want them to see that.
No. Well, what are you doing?
Scar him for life.
Wrestling.
What do you remember about the coronavirus outbreak?
Saw some things I wish I'd never seen.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Bradford Cox is a singer, songwriter, musician, and frontman for the band Deer Hunter. He also records under the name Atlas Sound. And he's got our song of the day called Quarantined. an appropriate tune to spin for you considering the current climate on a Frogman Friday. But the Petros and Money Show is essential personnel only, broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio building in Burbank, maintaining our social distance while providing 4 hours of great sports talk with David Vasse and Dodger Talk just around the corner at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie. Eric Dickerson going to join us in the next segment. Longtime Ram Hall of Famer, and he will weigh in on the Todd Gurley release and where the Rams go from here.
You know, he's probably the most interesting person to talk to regarding this because of the way his Rams career ended.
Lived it. Wanted to go to Washington. They wouldn't give him his extension, and they said, we're going to trade you to NFL purgatory. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Post-Baltimore.
Post-Baltimore. Right after Baltimore. Next hour, we're going to give away another $50 gift card from Ralph's. Did you know that you can download the Ralph's app? You can order your groceries online, have them delivered right to your door, or picked up at select stores. As a matter of fact, I have a delivery time between 4:55 and 5:55.
Congratulations!
Ordered from the Ralph's. A little bit of milk, a little bit of chicken. Stuff done for tonight. Essentials. But we'll give away
almond milk, indeed.
More on that later. Don't want to get upset.
But, Matt, we have
we'll do one next hour.
Special guest joining us right now. One of the greatest running backs in the history of the world. One of the most recognizable Rams in the history of the franchise, if not the most recognizable. The only guy ever to make a neck roll and some elbow pads look sweet.
That's the truth.
And look at SMU. They're back on track. And it's all brought to you by
our Southern California Ford dealers. Drive it like a Ford. Drive it home today. It's Eric Dickerson. ED, how you doing?
What's up, guys? How you doing? He's like, drive a Ford. I got a Ford. I got an F-150. I love it.
There we
how
go.
How you guys doing?
You pack pretty it good up. You deliver those goods to all the people in need. That's what you can do with that giant bed of that F-150 ED.
Hey, you're right about that. If anybody needs, I can help them. I'm most definitely. I'm your guy.
That's right. You are that kind of guy. How always you giving back. ED, give back to the people listening right now on your thoughts regarding Todd Gurley. You knew him intimately. You saw how special he was, helped take this team to a Super Bowl, and now he's in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, I hate to say it, that's how football is. I mean, I talked to Todd. You know, Todd kept saying, he said, I'm good. You know, one thing about football is that, you know, when you get injured, you know, it's almost your time is limited. I mean, I got hurt my second year. I had a chronic bad toe. People may laugh and they think you got a bad toe, a turf toe. But trust me, you know, Petros, you know, it's nothing
that's
to laugh
real,
at.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's not that people laugh at it, but I ran for 2,000 yards from that, you know, on my toe and had it, but I had to wear a device on my foot the whole career, my whole career. But, you know, I hate to see it happen, but, you know, I know that, you know, it's all about money. I mean, and that's what it comes down to, you know, how much they have to pay you and the salary cap. And I think that I feel that Todd has a lot of good years still left in him. Really, I do. I mean, if people say, well, you don't look like the same guy. Well, look, nobody looks like you do when you first came to the league. None of us do. When you first come in, your first year, when you're in your fifth year. I mean, those hits take a toll on you. And I even told him, I think it was 2 years ago, I said, what year is this year? I said, it's coming in my third. I say, enjoy it. I say, because it goes fast. And that's exactly what's happened, you know. But, you know, the game moves on, and, you know, he's going to Atlanta. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he got another team, at least a good team. And where he's from Georgia, so. You know, I'm just looking forward to watching him still play.
The great Eric Dickerson joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. We love him, and he knows all about what it's like to be a running back at the top and have it end at the franchise that you've had so much success with. Do you see any parallels, you know, from the end of your career as a Ram to the end of Todd's career as a Ram? Obviously, you had a longer time with much more production, but, I mean, this guy was the top of the league. He was doing everything in every moment, and then it really dissipated quickly.
Well, you know, one thing is I really believe this, and I'm like I said, I don't know, you know, everything about it, but every time I talk to Eric, I'm good. He said one thing that Todd would tell me, he said, Eric, we're not a running football team. He said, I'm telling you, he said, we're a passing team, and I saw it. I mean, and I'm not saying, you know, that's a bad thing, but I think you have to mix it up. You have to be able to run the ball and throw the football. You look at San Francisco, who they are, you know, they ran the football. You know, I think really, and I go with what he says, I think we want to predominantly throw the football. You know, that's it. So, And I'm not saying that his production didn't drop off, but when you're getting the ball 8 times, 12 times, 10 times, you can't do anything with that. I mean, you really can't. 15 times. You know, for a running back, especially like me, I was a back that I want the ball 20, 25 times a game. You know, I didn't ask for it, but if you gave it to me 30, I'm good with that too. So I just feel like that, you know, we didn't run the ball enough, but hey, you know, and Todd is at a different spot, you know, a different team. So, you know, life goes on, football goes on.
ED, you saw, you know, how important he was, how that offense really kind of worked off of him. And it was predicated off his success in that running game. Kind of everything that Sean McVay wanted to do was built upon what Todd was able to do and how a defense had to honor what he was capable of doing. Will it look the same? Can they just plug anybody into that spot and continue to kind of have that success they saw 2 years ago?
No, you can't. You have to have a guy that can be able to put fear in the defense, you know, because people knew that, you know, it's Todd going to win. Our offense went. It really was. It wasn't how Jared Goff played. It's really how our running game went. And I think that it's going to suffer. It really is until they find a guy, you know, that can do that. You know, the young running back, Henderson, you know, can he do, is he the guy, you know, and that's a hard, just those are big shoes to fill, because one thing about defenses is once you start playing well, they hone in on you. You know, they say, okay, we're not going to let this guy hurt us. You know, people knew that we're not going to let Todd Gurley hurt us. When you look at Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas, he said, we're not going to let him hurt us. You know, we're going to let them throw the football, but we're not going to let this guy hurt us. And I think you'll see some – I think the offense will suffer some.
I'm guessing this is going to be tough because you were running back, and one of the reasons why you left L.A. is, you know, look, for whatever reasons, business gets in the way, contracts are negotiated, but a lot of people pointing to that deal they gave to Todd as an example of why it's so hard to give long-term, big-money deals to running backs because of the violence of the sport and the nature of that position. Do you understand that now that you're retired, or do you kind of more lean toward that position and paying those guys what they're worth?
You have to pay those guys early what they're worth. I think you can't have this CBA where you have a running back stuck into a 4-year rookie contract. It's not going to work, because sometimes those are your best 4 years. It really is. You're hot when you come out. You can't have a guy wait till he's in his 8th year and looking for a big contract, a 6-year. It just doesn't work like that. You know, for a quarterback, that's fine. You know, for a running back, you can't. Let me tell you, playing football, people don't realize how violent that sport is. I'm talking about violent. You know, you guys sit at home and say, man, you know, I played running back in college. I could have got through that hole. I could have did that. I could have made that tackle. I'm like, look, Doc, you couldn't have made that tackle. You couldn't have got through that hole. You know, I said, you know, you really think you can. Let's go. You really think you can, but you can't. And I tell them, I say, look, when you put that ball on your arm, if your mama had that ball, they gonna hit your mama's ass too. So mama better not touch the ball.
ED, do you think we just saw the Chargers? They let Melvin Gordon go, and they extend Austin Eckler. And Eckler's a guy that can, you know, look, he's strong. He can run between the tackles, but really he makes his money in the passing game, and he is a unique back in that way. Do you think that's maybe more the future of the position and a way to have some longevity at that position, just to play it more that way? No?
Nah. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to put it on the ground, because you know what happens when you run the football, and Petros, you know, is playing running back. You wear a defense down running the football. That's how you wear them down. If you got a guy that can run the football, you know, can run it, like Todd was running when he came in, Zeke can run the ball. When you can run it, you know, it works on a defense. What's the kid name in Tennessee?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. I mean, look what they did to Derrick Henry. They franchise tagged him, but they gave Tannehill, what, $60, $70 million. But you know what? I have one problem with it is, and I'm not saying this about Tannehill, but you have a lot of quarterbacks, to me, that are bum-ass quarterbacks. They were bums on that other team. They were bums, still bums, but they give them $60 and $70 million. They bums. I mean, they were garbage over here. Now you're going to bring it, oh, he's garbage. He's a garbage quarterback. You know, but the running back, you know, all the work he's put in, it means nothing. It's what have you done for me lately? I hate to say it. That's just how it is.
It's very upsetting, Eric, in a way, because the reason the Tennessee team offensively had success was because of Henry. You know, not because of Tannehill. The reason that
not because of him.
Right. And to be honest, the reason the Rams had success is because of Gurley running that outside zone like a freaking psycho and doing things that no one had really seen with the Rams for a long time with that coach. And what does he get for it? Nothing. You know, he gets sent to Atlanta.
You get attaboy.
Right. And Jared Goff is a $90 million guy, and he doesn't make the throws to win the game in the fourth quarter. It's just hard to imagine what the Rams are going to look like, you know, without the threat of that play. Now, I know it wasn't really there last year either, but what is this Sean McVay offense going to look like, you think, going into 2020 when we finally get started?
Man, you know what? I have no idea because, you know, the Rams last year had no identity. I mean, what were they? Were they a running team? No. Were they a passing team? Well, I think, you know, sometimes we throw the ball 60 times a game, but we didn't complete a lot of them, so we tried to pass the ball, but we really weren't a passing football team because we're no good at it. So, you know, our offensive line was beat up, and you got to take that into a factor, too. I mean, I said this for the last 2 years. I say the Rams have been very fortunate. They haven't had a lot of major injuries, and they had the injury bug hit them pretty hard last year, and that offensive line is not intact. You're going to suffer, and that's how it is. But you're right. One thing is that a running back comes there, and you play well for what, 3 or 4 years, and then, okay, all right, it's time for you to go, but we're going to take care of our quarterback, you know, but the quarterback position is a different position. That's why I say that I like to see the guys not be stuck in those four-year deals before they can actually go after the real money. I mean, I think that's one of the big factors. And, you know, first thing a person says, oh, you football players, they're greedy. It's not the greedy football players. Let me tell you something. You know, life after football is not what you think. I'm playing that sport is not what people think it is. I mean, it is a brutal, brutal, brutal sport, and your body takes a damn beating for it. And, you know, when you're young, you know, you accept. You're like, hey, I love playing it. I want to do it. But as you start getting older, you're like, man, I got to try to protect myself.
It's hurt.
So it is what it is.
Eric Dickerson is with us, presented by our Southern California Ford dealers. Drive it like a Ford. Drive it home today. E.D., can you maybe share, I don't know if this works, but you're in Los Angeles, you're playing for the Rams, you're making a run at conference championships, at potential Super Bowls, and then you get traded to Indianapolis. And granted, it was an iconic logo on the side of that helmet, but they had just moved to Indy. It didn't quite feel right. How do you think Tom Brady's going to feel going to Tampa? Not to take anything away from the Buccaneers, but it ain't the Patriots and 6 Super Bowls and a dynasty for the last 20 years.
Man, it's going to be different for him for sure. I mean, I said this a couple last year, the last 2 years, I talked about Tom Brady. And, you know, they said, could he stay in New England? I thought he possibly stay in New England. But if he didn't, I said, the problem with Tom is not the problem. The thing with Tom is that a lot of great players is that when you play a sport like football, man, let me tell you something. You love it. I mean, Tom loves football. He just loves the sport. I loved it when I first started playing. I mean, I loved everything about it. I loved practice. I just loved it. But it came to a point for me where I saw the ugly side of it, the business side, the cutthroat side of football, which made me not love it as much. It almost put a bad taste in your mouth. But Tom Brady being a quarterback, I'm sure he wanted to stay in New England. And he probably felt like as much as he's done there, he didn't feel appreciated. Like, I think if they really wanted to, they could have made a way to keep Tom Brady. I mean, but like it's like everything. Time moves on. You get older, and you have to move on. But, look, when I went to the Colts, did I want to go to the Colts? Absolutely not. I wanted to stay with the Rams. You know, that's how it was back in those days. You know, Tom has played 20 years, you know, for the New England Patriots. I mean, I don't think anyone will ever surpass anything he's ever done in New England. He'll wear the Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform. You know, the money he's getting is fantastic. But, you know, I guarantee you, when you go in that locker room, everything is different. When I left L.A., going to Indianapolis, man, I just felt odd. I mean, it was an odd feeling. It really was. And he'll have the same feeling. He'll still love the sport, love playing. But, you know, he hopes he has the backing that he had in New England, you know, with the owner. I mean, and Tampa's, I mean, they have good ownership. I got to give them credit. I mean, They're not like Cincinnati or Cleveland, but you know they have good ownership.
You think it'll work? Just, you know, 43 years old, can he still do it?
I think it'll work if they give him the protection he needs. I think it'll work. I think it'll be okay. You know, he's not going to be Tom Brady he was when he was in his 20s. I think we all know that. But I think that he'll put a lot of people in the stand. A lot of people will come. A lot of people come Buccaneer fans because of Tom Brady for sure. But he's still a Patriot at heart. I mean, when I played for the Colts, let me tell you, I was always a Ram at heart. I still looked and see what they did, even though I didn't like the organization anymore, but the players, I love the players. and he'll always still look back and see what the Patriots are doing. He'll always be a Patriot, no matter if he wears that Buccaneers uniform or not. It doesn't make a difference.
Eric, last thing for you before we let you go, and you spent way too much time with us today, and we really are appreciative.
Yeah, I'll tell you with my golf game, man. I'm playing golf. Go ahead.
Oh, there you go.
Did you see the new uniforms? Did they show you?
Man, no, I haven't seen. But let me ask you a question. Why do you mess with a good thing?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's what he said.
I mean,
why do you mess with a good thing? The Cowboys don't change their uniform. The Raiders don't change their uniform. The Colts don't change their uniform. I mean, why do you mess with a good thing? I mean, I haven't seen them. I'm looking forward to seeing them, but, man, am I disappointed they're talking about changing those uniforms. Look, the Rams are the Rams. If they came from St. Louis and came back to L.A., they're still the Los Angeles Rams. Those uniforms look so good. The horn looked good. I mean, we were the first team that had a decal on our helmet. And they gonna, to me, I just think they're going to mess it up. It's just my opinion, but, you know, I'm not paying for it.
We're with you. And, hey, golf?
I mean, it would have been great. To me, I think it would have been a great deal. If they would have went out to the fans and get a fan survey on it, let the fans pick it. You know, let the fans say, hey, what do y'all want? You know, somebody send us in some new ideas. I think that would have been fantastic, but, you know.
Well, you know what the fans would have said. They would have said, just give us the 83s. Give us the 84s. That's what we want. I mean,
give us what we got. Yeah,
exactly.
We just don't want nothing different.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
I'm with you.
The running back carries everybody to the River Jordan, and they never let him cross into the promised land.
They never let him have
the milk and honey, even though he's like the mule that carries the whole caravan.
Yep.
Damn, right, it takes right, all right, the right. hits.
Yep. Oh. Old attaboy.
That's right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, D.
Thank you, Eric. Get back to the golf. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. Drive it like a Ford. Drive it home today. Good social distancing in golf, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And it easily gets 6 feet between you, but don't touch that pin.
You know who gets a lot of social distancing? Rajon Rondo behind the three-point line. Ha! Sports Joe!
Is that bitch?
If your wish came true, your dreams may.
Big thank you to Eric Dickerson from the golf course, weighing in on the departure of Todd Gurley, what that team is going to look like moving forward, and the idea to get a new coach.
Oh, he didn't like it.
No, I don't like it, Mike. We are on every single day, as is our entire AM570 LA Sports lineup, help you. A little bit of distraction, entertainment, when you want to break from the news. Remember, anything that breaks, KFI, AM640, our sister station, is all over it. Go there for the news. Come here for the entertainment. A little bit of a distraction. We're doing it every single day, 3 to 7, for the immediate and foreseeable future. David Vasse also putting in big work, doing Dodger Talk every single night.
Oh, yeah. He had Steve Garvey the night before, Ethier taking calls. The night before that, Mark McGwire was on for 40 minutes. Did not take calls. Isabel had to correct me on that.
Did not take
calls. She said I waited on hold for 50 minutes. He didn't take no damn calls.
Tried to talk to Big Mac. Not going to happen, Mike. 7 at 8 p.m. tonight. Anything you miss, you can always podcast and use on the iHeart or download, stream. You can do it all on the iHeart Radio app.
Brought to you by Chevrolet. We have the secret Textoso.
Sold out to Chevy.
You know, we have talked to a couple listeners this week on the show. We haven't taken a lot of calls like, hey, what are you doing? But we did give somebody a Ralph's card and talk to that guy, Daniel, the other just a couple hours, about an hour ago. And then we talked to... talked to some people with Lance Romance yesterday, but it's mostly Big Textosos. And this one says, the only thing I can think of, Matt just talked about a cricket show that he's enjoying called The Test that he watches on Amazon, which is about the Australian cricket team. Obviously,
shame.
Cricket is a huge deal in the British, the subject world. So anybody who's a subject
exactly.
of the king or the queen,
India,
like
Australia.
India, Australia, Britain,
Pakistan,
Scotland, Pakistan, Ireland. They love cricket. Now, I did watch Bend It Like Beckham the other day, and the dad, very upset because he loved cricket. And when he went to play cricket in the UK, they made fun of my turban.
Right.
And that's why he wouldn't let.
I do not want that to happen to you.
Yeah, the girl in Bend It Like Beckham. But then she ended up going to Santa Clara. Santa Clara. It's one of the biggest schools.
Exactly right, man.
So
is that a family movie, by the way?
Santa Clara.
Bennett like Beckham?
Is that a family movie?
Yeah.
Watch
yeah
the
one of the a little kids bit of comes, sex action. One of the there. Kids comes out as gay. So I don't know.
They think she's gay. No,
yeah, they think she's gay.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Martina Navratilova just as much as the next person.
Have a romp. Just because you want to have a romp.
By the
airport.
There's
a little bit of sex talk. But
you know, we live in a world, Cates.
But you know what?
That's how your girls got there.
I'll tell you, we were playing a little card game at the old Smith household last night with my three daughters, the youngest of which is 12.
Little Gin Rummy?
Little Taboo.
Oh.
Is the game where you have to, you know, there's a keyword and you can't say five words to get the keyword. And the keyword was windmill. And my daughter said they had sex in this on The Bachelor. Was the clue, and immediately my other daughter said windmill.
That's so good.
Four times.
I was like, there you go.
You guys are good.
Welcome to the Smith family. Yeah, the girls are growing up.
One of the Indian guys has to come out as gay. And like, you know, but he tries to marry her, Jess. You know, and she's like, you're gay. You don't want to marry me. You know, if you're, I think your girls are ready for it. I think they are.
I would have.
They made fun of my turban.
They made fun of my turban.
The only thing I can think of when, by the way, just so you know how like with the new iPhone, you were able to like make your face, like so if you want, you could send
your Bitmoji.
Yeah, like every once in a while, some guy like sends me like some guy will like send me a text, and it's like his name is like Kevin Lopez, and his whole face is there, and I'll write back, "F you, Kevin, with your big face and your black hair. How you know that about me, you stalker? It comes with your stupid face, your cartoon face when you send me a text. I don't send my cartoon face to people because you have an option on whether or not to send it when you send a text, but my cartoon face does wear a turban. Because it's available. I don't wear, and the turban I wear is like the real Sikh, I think, turban with like the big, like.
Big jewel?
The big penis thing in the middle.
Ah.
Like where the thing
comes. Interesting.
Like, you know what I mean? Not the jewel like Poonja.
Don't know my turbans.
Right?
Turban talk. You know, maybe next week, turban talk.
But I might start.
I'm good with that.
I think that might be my new thing because we have all the time in the world. Just wrap a turban on my head every day. What did you do for an hour? Learn to wrap my freaking turban. And I look freaking sweet.
I'm going to go with the...
What if that could... I mean, women wear turbans.
I'm going to go with the clip-on tie of the turban world and just have it pre-wrapped. Just drop it right off.
Like Madeline Kahn, very famous in a turban over the years. Great actress.
Would it be horrible if I Chet Hanks it and I walk around and I'm like, today on the show we are going to...
Yes.
Yes, it would be okay.
Yeah.
Just make it.
Yes.
No, it'd be perfectly good.
No, you're good, man.
Hey, whatever, man.
Why don't you go over and ask the hobos. The only thing I can
guys, think of, I'm going to work this out on you. You tell me how it's
speaking
done.
Of our Indian friends, the only thing I can think of when cricket is mentioned is the clip that Kate shared in his OCC of the poor guy taking it to the nuts so hard.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
He's not.
Yeah,
and
when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
Oh, no!
The reaction.
Oh, no!
I love that the one, there's two analysts, it's a three-man booth, and one of them can't even talk because he can't stop laughing. He says, like, something right at the end. He I don't know, he's able to, like, spit something out because he's laughing.
Oh, no!
The reaction.
Oh, no. Highlight of the year.
Matt, I got this one that says... You know, there's a lot of requests out there.
Well, it is Freeform.
And yeah, but it's not. And we don't do a lot of requests. But
we
this
haven't
one
done
says,
it in like 2 years.
Can I get the Meaty Cheesy Boys jingle to raise my spirits? And I can do that. We also have people requesting all week Dance Party PMS. So, Ronnie, while you find an appropriate techno song or something for Matt, I can do the Meaty Cheesy, but I don't even need the video, Kate. I can just do it.
What the F? It's Freeform Friday.
Girl,
there is only one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
What's that?
Cheese meat, cheese meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot, it's juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you order it, bitch.
But I say meat, you say cheese. Meat, cheese. Meat, cheese. When I say meat, you say cheese. Meat, cheese. Meat, cheese.
There it is.
All right. There you go. Dance Party PMS. Don't we have an intro for this too?
Give me a little volume, Ronnie. Give me a little volume.
LeBron James.
Dance in your house.
Can't do it, Sally.
Yeah, you can. No one's watching.
LeBron James.
Warriors big.
LeBron James.
Warriors big.
Can't do it, Sally.
My wife.
Utah.
It's a trap.
Buenos dias.
LeBron James.
That's right, Gloria. That's right, Gloria.
What am I doing, Scott? You go back up on the hill.
Dumbass.
This is a bad idea.
Hi, everybody. Pat O'Brien here.
Rack that. It's like pinching that grizzly. I mean, tweet me. Tweet me. At P.O.B. Pat O'Brien.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Hey.
Is there something better than an A? Would this be considered harassment?
Hi, everybody.
They're all dead.
Tweet me.
They're all dead.
What?
Would you listen to us? Well,
yeah.
They're all dead.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Vic, will you stop doing that? Vic, will you stop doing that?
Yeah. Hey, yikes.
Rack that. It's like pinching that grizzly. I made that up. What does that mean?
So we put the over-under on
total. What's the metaphor?
What's that?
Waking up a...
Sleeping giant.
Sleeping giant.
Yeah, well...
That's not cool. It's just hard.
That's a clown question, bro.
LeBron James.
You want him?
Lightning ball.
5:45, the age of Cornavarius. 4:50, dance party PMS.
LeBron James.
You said it, man.
Is there something better than an A?
Yeah.
I can kick your punk bitch ass.
This is a bad idea. Would this be considered harassment?
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you, Matt.
Beats. Good beat, Ronnie.
Good job, everybody.
Good beat.
Good dance party there.
Whew.
We'll get back to some great sports talk next. Matt's going to go deep.
I think we just made some babies with that one.
Oh.
I think we made some babies with that one.
So much pumping.
Right?
What if Trey Turner emailed me, like, beats for every day at 4:50?
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Text him. We need that, right?
Great idea. TTB, Trey Turner Beats.
What do we got next? Oh, NFL.
Sorry,
it's
yeah.
A heavy NFL hour.
Got some folks that reached out to me last night about the Todd Gurley.
Are you going to attack Fred?
A little bit. Not a lot.
About
just a little bit.
What?
A little bit.
About what?
A little bit. About his relationship. His super unique relationship. Nick.